Savitri, Book 2, Canto 11, The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Mind, page 271. All was coerced by number, name, and form. Nothing was left untold, incalculable. Yet was there wisdom circled with a knot. Truths they could find and hold, but not the one truth. The highest was to them unknowable. By knowing too much, they missed the whole to be known. The fathomless heart of the world was left unguessed, and the transcendent kept its secrecy. In a sublimer and more daring soar to the wide summit of the triple stairs, bare steps climbed up like glowing rocks of gold, burning their way to a pure, absolute sky. August and few, the sovereign kings of thought, have made of space their wide, all-seeing gaze, surveying the enormous work of time. A breath of all-containing consciousness, supported being in a still embrace. Intercessors with a luminous unseen, they capped in the long passage to the world the imperatives of the Creator Self, obeyed by unknowing earth, by conscious heaven. Their thoughts are partners in its vast control. A great all-ruling consciousness is there, and mind, unwitting, serves a higher power. It is a channel, not the source of all. The cosmos is no accident in time. There is a meaning in each play of chance. There is a freedom in each face of fate. A wisdom knows and guides the mysteried world. A truth gaze shapes its beings and events. A world self-born upon creation's heights. Voice of the eternal in the temporal spheres, prophet of the seeings of the absolute, so the idea's significance in form, and from that seed the growths of time arise. On peaks beyond our ken, the all-wisdom sits. A single and infallible look comes down, a silent touch from the supernal's air, awakes to ignorant knowledge in its acts, the secret power in the inconscient depths, compelling the blinded Godhead to emerge, determining necessity's rude dance as she passes through the circuit of the hours and vanishes from the chase of finite eyes down circling vistas of aeonic time. The unseizable forces of the cosmic world bear in their bacchant limbs the fixity of an original foresight that is fate. Even nature's ignorance is truth's instrument. Our struggling ego cannot change her course. Yet is it a conscious power that moves in us, and destiny the unrecognized child of will. Infallibly by truth's directing gaze, all creatures hear their secret self disclose, forced to become what in themselves they hide. For he who is grows manifest in the years, in the slow Godhead shut within the cell, climbs from the plasm to immortality. But hidden, but denied to mortal grasp, mystic, ineffable is the Spirit's truth, unspoken, caught only by the Spirit's eye. When naked of ego and mind, it hears the voice. It looks through light to ever greater light and sees eternity and sphering life. This greater truth is foreign to our thoughts. Where a free wisdom works, they seek for a rule, or we only see a tripping game of chance, or a labor in chains forced by bound nature's law, an absolutism of dumb, unthinking power.